Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Everybody out in the lobby, good morning. You're actually coming in. So for my opener, I'm going to read an excerpt from a book that I read in my many hospital stays. So in this book, this one of the main characters is battling whether God is real. So her mom died when she was young. Her dad became a drunk. Her sister-in-law had a baby, and she died during childbirth, and the father wanted her to kill the baby, and he kicked her out of the house because she wouldn't do it, and then she marries a guy, and they decide they're going to go across the Oregon Trail, and on the trail, all these people are dying, they're having, you know, sicknesses, the wagons are breaking, and the whole time, she is crying out, like, if God is real, then why is all of this negative stuff happening to me? Why isn't he intervening on my behalf? And so in the part of the story, she's now husbandless. She has 7 children, and she's stuck out in the middle of nowhere, alone. And so the story goes, as a grizzly came into our meadow, I called a warning to the children. The boys made it to the wagon, but Beth, her daughter, froze. I told her to run, but she was too scared to move, with that she-demon coming straight for her and making a roar from hell itself. I never even stopped to think. I just started running for her and praying. Oh God, did I pray out loud. The words just came pouring out of me in pure terror. I've not prayed so hard since Mama was sick. And you answered. You told me to sing to that beast from hell, and I did. Oh, I did. I thought I must be going crazy with fear, but I did it anyway. I sang loud enough to wake James. I sang whatever came to my head, mostly hymns Aunt Martha used to play on the piano and Mama taught me. Hymns I had not sung in years, they came back. The bear was up on 2 hind legs and only 20 feet from us. I thought we were dead for sure. That grizzly was eager to tear us limb from limb, and there I stood with Beth tucked behind me singing like a crazy woman. But the bear stopped. Oh, Lord, she did. She came down and cocked its head and looked at me. I did not look into its eyes, but up to heaven, singing with all my might. The beast moved its head back and forth. I was afraid my voice would dry up, but it did not. The words kept coming back to me, one hymn after another. The bear stayed right there and listened for so long, I thought my hair was turning white. And then, just then, she lumbered off, calm and quiet as you please, and disappeared into the woods. I sank down on my knees and laughed and wept and held Beth to me. She said, Mama, it was a miracle, and all I could say was, yes, a blessed miracle. I feel changed inside. Something gave way and cracked open. Oh, Jesus, you are there. And so as we go into worship, I just want you to think about that. You know, the Lord uses our praise and our worship as a defense, not only to give praise to him, but to battle those storms, to battle the things going on in life. It's easy to praise him when everything's great. It's easy to sing and shout for joy when everything's going right. But to sing during your grief, to sing during trials, to praise him when everything's not going great, when your finances are in shambles, when you have nothing, you're in the hospital, those are the times that God wants us to reach deep down inside and to pull out that praise. So I'm going to leave you with Psalm 100. And it says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good.
Amen.
All right. Let's go. One of the things we struggle with is when we come together is it's a really bright light, and they get brighter. Is to not be entertainers. I never in my heart had ever want to come and entertain people in church, because I'm not a very good entertainer. I can tell a few jokes and I can dance real bad, but My biggest thing is that we come so that we can bring the presence of the Lord, that we can call on Him and be in His presence and I don't know, I guess maybe be entertained by Him, by His presence. Because He brings joy and He brings healing and He brings life. And so I don't want to entertain. None of us do. We're not entertainers. Except Joe. Joe's an entertainer. Just kidding. But we just want to sing with you and bless the Lord with you and give you something to sing with. You know, like you sing with the radio when you drive. And we just want God to come, Jesus to come and be with us and touch our hearts. And these are the people I'd want to be in a foxhole with if I had to be in a foxhole. Because they're solid. You're steady. You're always here. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. So just bless what we do today. Thank you, Nikki, for your word, your story. That was great. Holy God of our faith, huh?
Oh, defeated, no hold on me. I live in the power of my Savior. Sing that again with me. Fear. Fear is defeated, no hold on me. I live in the power of my Savior. Victory.
Though the night may get darker, though the waiting keep on getting better. Keep on getting better. You keep on getting better. Oh yeah. Keep on getting better. You 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 keep on.
when I was young, and your voice shouting loud my name. Since that moment, never heard it quite that way. But now that I'm older, could you say it again? I remember I was afraid. Oh, the hand I felt lead the way. For the first time in my life, I felt safe. But now that I'm older, would you lead me again? When the storm's out on the ocean and the violent wind gets to blowing, oh, take me back, back, all the way back. Oh, take me back to my first love. I remember when I was blind. Then your love opened up my eyes. Oh, the light that flooded my life. But now that I'm older, would you show me again? Would you show me again? Trusting was easy, and it was all simple, and loving was easy, and it was all simple.
Trusting was easy,
and it was all simple,
and loving was easy,
and it was all simple.
Trusting was easy,
when it was all. Loving was easy.
Loving was easy.
Trusting was easy. when the storm's out on the ocean and the violent wind gets to blowing, oh, take me back, all the way back, oh, take me back to my first love. Take me back. Take me back to my first love. Take me back. I want to be closer to you, Lord. When the storm's out on the ocean and the violent wind gets to blowing, oh, take me back,
oh, take me back, oh, take me back,
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 oh,
all the way back,
oh, take me back,
back, all the way back.
Take me back to my first love. Lord, you are my song when I don't have a melody. Lord, you are my strength when life's troubles make me weak. I just want to take this time and say, you alone are worthy of my praise. Holy One, perfect Lamb, Christ alone, you're the great I Am. Unchanging, you remain the same. Eternal words could not explain. So I'll sing. Yes, I'll sing. My hope when I cannot see the day. Lord, you are my sight. Teach me how to walk by faith. I just want to take this time and say, you alone are worthy of all my praise. Holy One, you're the perfect Christ alone. So
your love. It's because of your love that we are not so. It's because of your
pretty sure everybody can sing that, right? You don't have to be as good as the worship team. And it comes from here, not just from your voice, from your throat, but it comes from your heart. God doesn't care if you're in tune, as long as you're in tune with Him, right? So thank you, the worship team, for filling us most of the way out. Now we get to hear a message from Sandy to fill us the rest of the way. She gets her messages from God, so there's a lot of thought and energy and effort that goes into that. So I just want to thank everybody for coming out today to be part of the family and to just enjoy what we heard today. what we hear, what we, you know, renewed, redeemed, restored, right? It's the ultimate in sustainability. So the ushers are going to come forward now, and they're going to take up an offering. But I just want to pray over it real quick, and then we'll get to the meat of the meal. So Jesus, we just thank you so much for your sacrifice and for blessing us with this time that we get to celebrate you and we get to learn more about you. Thank you that you know, we have this family that we can come and be safe and be recognized, that we have significance in you. And we just pray that you would take this offering, these tithes, and that you would turn them into something significant for your kingdom, for your glory, to help bring people, you know, the good news, which is you. So bless this offering, bless these people, Lord, in your name we pray. Amen.